We're in the NFL Network's Team Cam room, and now we're pleased to be joined by NFL Network's James Palmer, getting a national perspective here. Peyton Manning made a return to the practice field on Wednesday. How do you look out there to you?
Well, we get to watch just, you know, about 10 minutes, you and I, but what I saw was him moving in the back pedal, moving through that that play action that he does, that this offense does so much, and where he had to run that, and then the boot on the side. I liked where he was actually going in a full stride, jogging from the couple drills that we saw from here to there. I like that he actually did some 7-on-7. I think that's a really good step in the right direction. What I thought the biggest thing this week was, when we kind of knew he was going to be practicing, is that it's really not for Sunday. And obviously we know he's inactive. It's really all the strides this week are leading towards his health and potentially playing next Sunday. And that's really where I thought this whole week was slated. And getting those football activities, as they're called by Gary Kubiak, being able to have that confidence with your foot, I think that's one of the biggest things. And when you have an offensive line in the pocket around you, you have a pass rush going towards you, those plays and those situations, when you can trust your foot in those situations, those are big strides he can make this week, even though we know he's not playing Sunday.
Yeah, we know that. Gary Kubiak taking things week at a time. The Broncos heading to Pittsburgh this week to face the Steelers in that potent offense. But it's a great matchup against the Broncos secondary. How do you think that thing's going to play out?
This is going to be one of the best things to watch this week. I would say this and Odell Beckham Jr. going up against Josh Norman. And that's, again, a receiver against the secondary. And this secondary has been so fun to watch because it fits Wade Phillips' system so perfectly. When I covered Wade on a daily basis down in Houston, you always talk to the corners a lot because they're left out on their own quite a bit. With the way he runs that pressure up front, these guys need to be able to handle their man-to-man coverage well. And who better to handle it than Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib? The way they've both played, and then Bradley Roby, the way he slides and plays that outside. I love watching Chris Harris move from spot to spot the way that he does throughout the secondary. One of the coolest things I saw was against Amari Cooper this past week in three consecutive plays to put Bradley Roby on him on the first one, to put Chris Harris on him on the second one, and Talib on them on the third one. They went three and out, and they mix it up. And they had that much trust and that much talent on the backside. And that's so important because when Big Ben sees that, say, you know, Antonio Brown is not open, he'll go right through his progressions, and they all can play. He's not just going to focus on one guy downfield. He's always going to spread the ball around. And it was funny, I was on a national radio show yesterday, and they asked me, who in the AFC outside of the Patriots do you fear the most in terms of a team that is really playing well right now? And I was like, you can include the Patriots in this. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're one of the best teams in football right now. I would say everybody in the AFC is talking about, can we find a way to get these guys not into the playoffs? Because nobody really wants to play them. But it's going to be really interesting at the safety position for the Broncos as well, with the health of that situation back there. My gut tells me that TJ is going to really try to give it a go. So he was at practice, didn't practice today. But if he can go at any point in that safety position for them back there, really is a drop off with Shiloh Keough back there, and if some of those guys back there can get healthy and help out the corners in any way, that's really going to help out Chris Harris and Keith too.
Well, you mentioned how hot that the Steelers are. Kubiak agreed with you, said they're one of the hottest teams in the NFL, but if the playoffs started today, they'd be on the outside looking in. The Broncos have a lot to play for. This thing might have a playoff kind of atmosphere and feel to it, don't you think?
It really does, and I think what the Broncos need to look at is really they're looking at winning two of their next three is what the biggest impact you look at, and then they have the Monday night game at home against the Bengals, and you're thinking maybe Andy Dalton's not playing in that game. Then you had the Chargers at home. You hope that they don't look at this game and say, well, we could win the next two and still figure out where we land. You want them to go after this game, and I'm not going to say the guys aren't going to do that, but you want them to go into this game thinking this is a gear up against one of the best teams in football, one of the best teams in the AFC. Remember, if Roethlisberger doesn't miss that time, who knows where the Steelers would be and where this offense would be. You got to look at this as a big, big test, a test for Brock Osweiler, a big test for this defense, and you're going to really have that atmosphere. I hope we get that game. I think we will, but I hope we get that game. It's going to be interesting because everything I was asking guys in the locker room last week was, every game is treated the same, every game you say is the same, but this Raiders game might stick with you a little longer than you think just because of what happened in terms of the overall scheme when you look at the end of the season. So I really think they have that chip on their shoulder for what happened against Oakland. I know the defense does, for having that, losing that game with the way that they played. I think they're going to come out and have that playoff atmosphere, and I think they should not look at it like they could win the next two and still be fine if they lose this game. Hopefully we get the entertaining matchup that we want.
Yeah, it should be a good one as the Broncos try to turn the page and get after this Pittsburgh team. Thank you very much. That's been a national perspective with NFL Network's James Palmer.